Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Is there a song that's any sweeter? Because you know when Rebecca Black plays, it's Friday.
Oh, man.
It feels so good. Since we're not live after midnight, we play at 11 o'clock. Because, you know, it's Friday in the East Coast, I guess, since the signal reaches, it works. So welcome to Friday. Welcome to your weekend. I hope you're as enthusiastic as I am. I like to turn things over to you when I get the opportunity. If you have something you want to talk about, something that's on your mind or your heart, 314-436-7900. You can also call 800-925-1120. You can call from anywhere in the United States. You can gripe about something. You can praise someone for something. You can talk about a topic we may have missed. Anything you want. If you want to give a recipe to your mom's blueberry muffins, I would consider it, but I'd probably cut you off halfway through. Well, no, I take that back. That's a good idea. I'll have to write it down, and maybe I can try it over the weekend. You know, the illustration is, you don't have to be guided by any one thing this hour, so whatever you want to talk about. Let's start off with Donna, who's calling in from Festus. Hello!
Hi. I had on a talk show, Jimmy Fallon, and he was doing his opening monologue. And he said, let's, you know, watch the Democrat session with the articles of impeachment into the Senate. So he showed them all coming in. And he says, well, why don't you turn on the audio? So he's doing, all of a sudden you hear, audio.
So they did. Well, they were all lined up in file doing that. Let me see if I can find a clip of that real quick, because sometimes CBS News will post up audio of the late night host. Let me just scroll through here. I don't see anything recent.
It's on Channel 5, and it was Jimmy Fallon. I can only put him on because he's never very, you know, he doesn't seem to take sides on things very much like the other ones.
Yeah, they kind of do. My order of enjoyment for the late night people, number one is Conan O'Brien. He's on TBS. He does more interviews, but he still makes jokes and he does these stand-ups and whatever. But he's more of an old school type of comedian that realizes that there's some things that comedians do because they're funny, and there's sometimes comedians do things because they think it's, you know, they're so hip to the political temperature that they have to jab someone to make this big point about the world. He's not one of those guys, but I think the other ones are, like the Colberts and the, what's the other one? The Jimmy Kimmels. Yeah.
I only have network television, so I've got a few choices, but
well, I
just pre-washing my clothes and I turned it on, and I heard that, and I thought it was funny. The opening monologue on Jimmy Fallon.
Wait, what do you mean by pre-washing your clothes?
They're always full of stains. They always have, you're a man, you wouldn't understand, but you have to...
Oh, hold on. So do things fall when you're eating and it has a place to land?
Yeah, with me, that's even more than a bit of a fog.
All right, so you have to pre-wash. So you're like you're using like the stain sticks and the sprays and things to help. Okay, I see what you're doing.
And then I throw it in the wash.
Got it. Understand. Thanks, Donna.
All right. Bye-bye.
I get that. So sometimes you're eating, and instead of the food hitting the table, you know, there's something in between the table and the food where your mouth is. You know, women have them. I get it. I thought there was some special clothes cleaning technique I wasn't aware of. The pre-wash. Like, wait a minute, don't you just throw it in a washing machine and it does all the work for you? What else do you have to do? I'm more of a hands-off type of guy myself. See, that's a great way to start the show. 314-436-7900. Let me see if there's any text message. Oh, here's one text message about the shoes. Did the new used shoes actually fit you? Are they cheapies or are they a decent brand? Yes, they fit very well. And no, they are not a cheap brand. They're actually a pretty expensive brand. Now, I have flat feet. I have fat feet, and they're hairy. I don't think the hairy actually factors into anything, but I'm just giving you an idea of what they look like. They look like hobbit feet. So when I wear shoes, they're not always the most comfortable in the world, but a listener that may be listening right now, I actually don't know who sent me these shoes. It was an order off of eBay, and the seller shipped it directly to the radio station, so I don't know. All I know is who sold the shoes, but it wasn't the person that, you know, purchased them to send to me. So I got the used shoes, and they said gently used, but I think they're a little bit more than gently used, but still. Sprayed them with a little Lysol, tried them on at the start of the show. You can listen to this at KMOX.com/ONA. We have the podcast posted up for that already. So I put them on. They feel pretty good. I mean, I might have to try. They gave some extra insoles. I might have to switch out the insoles because these insoles are pretty, you know, flat at this point. They don't feel any different than my 10-year-old shoes, but these are like high-end shoes. But the key is the person realized that my feet are really, you know, flat and fat. So they got me diabetic shoes. And the reason is because the diabetic shoes has a little more leeway considering your feet might swell up and you need to be able to fit in them. So that was very considerate of them to get me diabetic shoes. I'm going to wear them tomorrow. I should have a full review on Sunday night. I'm going to wear them when I walk the dog tomorrow. And I think that's where I'll see the biggest change. Hopefully that's where I'll see the biggest change. Oh, crazy times. I got a couple of crazy stories for you. Actually, I have three crazy stories I'm going to try to get to. But before we do that this hour, there was a story out of Kansas City or Jefferson City. I can't remember. I'll figure it out. KRBK is reporting this, and it's a new temporary tag design. Will this actually help deter people when it comes to copying and doing things to a temporary tag in the state of Missouri? Yeah, right. It's Overnight America.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
We're going to try to get through as many of these stories as I can because at the end of the week, I try to clear out the stories that won't transfer over. So I might as well do it. And, you know, I prepared it. Or if you really want to give me a hard time, you'd call in now, and this would be your opportunity to to do it up. Let's see. The Late Night with Stephen Colbert. I see that posted up. Talks about Trump impeachment. I'm not a Colbert fan. I would play it just to illustrate what our last caller brought up, but I don't even feel like I want to do it for this. You know, if I see the Jimmy Fallon thing come up here, maybe I'll play a clip of that to hear it for myself. So I wanted to mention in Springfield, there's a station out there. The station is KPRC. They did a write-up about temporary license plates. Here in the city of St. Louis, you're not cool until you tweet a picture of a temporary plate that's expired to Charlie Brennan. You're just not part. It's almost like to prove residency, you have to show you tweeted a photo to Charlie of an expired temporary tag. And I've done it multiple times. And I tell you what, I get excited when I find one. I found one from 2018 yesterday. Ooh, that's really exciting. You know what? Something I've been trying to do, it's like my double rainbow is to find two expired temporary plates side by side. Like, I want to be on the freeway and I want to catch two of them in one photo. Oh, it'd be like double rainbow all the way. That's how ecstatic I would be. But I haven't. So Missouri wants to find a way to crack down on those temporary plates that are being copied, photocopied or whatever, and then put on the back counterfeit. And it's a big deal, these counterfeit plates, because it's so easy to do it the way it is right now. So they think they have a solution. Oh, I got the call letters wrong. It's KRBK reporting this one. out of Springfield.
Many dealerships in Springfield are already printing on that new paper. I spoke with David Trevarthen, a manager at Corwin Ford in Springfield today. He says the dealership made the switch this month, and although it really doesn't change the process for people printing the tags, it will likely make a difference for law enforcement trying to spot those fakes.
Yeah, so now if they try to spot a fake, it's going to be pretty easy because the way that they're going to be printing these new tags out, the temporary tags, the paper ones, they're putting a little hologram square sticker on it. So if they try to photocopy one, the word void would appear sprawled across the attempted duplication. So you can't just make a fake one out there anymore. Oh, so many fakies.
I think it'll be really tough to replicate one of the new temporary tags due to the holographic sign on it and also the blue stripe. But also when you go to copy the temporary tag on a copier, it'll show up void all across the bottom of it.
Yeah.
These new tags will cost the same to make, so there's no price jump for those needing a new one. Now, the Department of Revenue's change seems like it solved one big issue with temporary tags, but it's still not clear how much these new ones will actually stop drivers from using temporary tags long after they've expired.
Nope. So I don't think this is going to help. So sure, it's cheap. This is what I did. I went real quick and I just Googled small square hologram sticker. And wouldn't you know it, they look exactly like what comes on to these temporary plate, these temporary tags. And they're like $12 for 250 of them. So it'd be pretty easy if you really wanted to get away with it. Oh, here's one. These are the same size, $3, but you get less. Because you're probably not going to print out 350 of them. They look exactly the same. But is that really the problem? Is the problem that these things are getting counterfeit? Or is the problem that you can get away with it so easy that here in St. Louis, in the city, you know, not as much in the county, but mostly in the city, they can't bother with you? It's like, man, this is the pressure a police officer's under. They're understaffed. They don't know what they're going to be encountering, number two. Number three, they're going to get accused of harassing because, oh, if you pull someone over, oh, what are you trying to harass me because I got a da, da, da. They're accused of some outlandish things to begin with, and they got a million other things they'd rather be doing than trying to check out someone's temporary tag and to see if it's authentic or not. I don't know how many times I've drove around on the freeways here and just there's no anything on the back. I don't know if anyone ever gets pulled over for those. It's a way to evade the taxes, and it works. And it's effective, and you could probably get away with it as long as you're not getting pulled over for speeding, going, you know, 30 over or whatever. They're just going to use that to try to compound it in some way. I can't believe how easy it is to buy some of these hologram stickers. It is so easy. Look here. I'm on Amazon right now. Hologram sticker, $28 for 100 of these security stickers. Here's one, $25 for 350 labels. They look exactly the same. Here's some that are numbered. Wow. This is like not type of this is not hard to duplicate. So will it be effective? No, I don't think this will change anything. Nothing at all, not even a little bit. But maybe I could be wrong. Let's see what else we got here. Next, I feel like Rush Limbaugh. I used to do this with his papers all the time. He'd like, in my formerly nicotine stained fingers, he'd like wrinkle the papers around. I always appreciated that. I don't know why. Okay, here's another one. Apple is refusing to give the government the unlockability of their iPhones. And there's a shooter, a suspect from Pensacola, pretty high profile. The company has been asked by the government, what we would like for you to do is give us backdoor access so we can get into this terrorist phone. You know, it's this domestic terrorist phone. And Apple says, we can't do that. And then the government and then other people will go crazy and they say, why do you think this terrorist deserves to be, you know, treated, you know, like, or do you feel like you don't want to help the government? This is a big investigation. Just come on, let us do this, please. They've been asked to do this in the past a couple of different times and they have always said, we can't do that. And you should be happy that Apple says no to the government. They did this during the Obama administration and drove a lot of people crazy. The reason you should be happy is because when it comes to security, you want to have a company stand up and say, no, I'm not going to give you the ability to freely hack any of our customers. You give the backdoor access to the government. Who's to say they're going to use that responsibly? Who's to say they're not just going to incorporate it in the way that they start searching? Who's to say they'll use it legally? And who's to say it's not going to get into the hands of a hacker or someone because it's left on some unsecured server in a bathroom somewhere? Then all of a sudden, everyone has the ability to circumvent the security of an Apple device. That would be massively devastating for a company like Apple. Devastating. So, no, you can't trust the government to do this, and you should be rooting that they are standing up for your privacies when it comes to search. You don't think the government would automatically use that against you somewhere in the future if they had that ability? Oh, yeah, they would. They would abuse it for sure. They would abuse it for sure. It'd probably go on for years before someone caught them, and then someone finally catches them, and then nothing happens with it. And then Apple's like, we were forced to do this. They don't want to be in that position. Don't do it. And I'm glad Apple continues to fight this. Way to go, Apple. Let's go to John, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America. Hi.
Hello. In the county, you don't get away with driving with expired plates. And you, in the city, you can get away with anything. Mm. And that's just how pathetic the city of St. Louis law enforcement is.
You know, what I'm wondering about the county is I still see people driving around with the expired temporary plates or no plates at all. And I can't say I still see people getting pulled over for that. Maybe I'm just not seeing it, but it is more enforced in the county, you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the municipalities, you're not going to get away with that.
Yeah.
No.
I wonder how often they pull someone over for that, if it's frequently or if it's not as... I'm just curious what the stats are.
Definitely not as much in the city.
Yeah.
Unless you already look like something's up.
Yeah. I think they don't use that as a way to pull someone over, but if it happens to be something that's going on.
You get pulled over in the county for not wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way it should be.
Well, they keep things.
And then we can smell and see what else is going on in the car.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, John. Good to hear from you. Have a good night. Okay. I guess John, wanted to talk about the county. I guess that's true. I mean, I just don't see it, I guess. I've spent a lot of time in the city, in the county, and both. You know, I work here in the city, I live in the county. And part of that has to do with just my general observations. I spend time all over the place, and I can't say I see cops out there actively enforcing pulling over temporary tags. And I also have been on the hunt for them. Ever since it got, you know, it's almost like an addiction. It's like when you're out there hunting Pokemon. Like, you know, those kids that had the app on their phone and they go, oh, I got to go find Pokemon. I got to go get the Poke Dude on my Poke phone and I got to Poke Picture the Poke Poke. You know, I never played Pokemon. I never played the Pokemon Go game. But they'll go out there on their phones and they use their cameras. They're like, oh, I got to go take a little picture of a Pikachu here. Ooh, I got a good one. You know, they're playing that game. I am out there taking pictures of people with expired temporary tags in the plates in the back. And I got to say, I've seen them all over the place. I continue to see them all over. And I will have to start paying attention every time a person's pulled over if they have a temporary tag or not. But I guess I just, and naturally, I just don't see a lot of people being pulled over. Maybe I'm just not seeing it the same way John did. 314-436-7900. Do I have to go play some Pokemon during the break? Probably not. Getting ready for the weekend, just like you are. Oh, it feels good. We'll get a weather update, and yes, the weather's going to be a little nasty tomorrow. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
News Radio 1120, KMOX, the voice of the Cardinals.
Let me read this tweet, my Twitter account, at Ryan Recker, from Helena, at Ryan Recker. The last caller's wrong. I live in Brentwood and drive around Webster and Kirkwood, too. I see lots of expired tags in the county. Yeah. Yeah, how about that? I wonder how often they pull them over. That's a good question. Maybe you're going to start paying attention, but either way, if you see one, snap it. Snap a photo. Do a pokey snap and send it over to our friend Charlie Brennan. All right, how many crazy stories can I get to here? Let's see if we can keep a counter going. If you're following and keeping track at home, this is where you'd start paying attention. Here is from CBS Kansas City. It's a local station out there, TV. Men, and here's the quote, men should be just as responsible as ladies, end quote. Doctors looking for couples to test male birth control. You want to know how this male birth control works? The birth control comes in the form of a gel. It's applied to a man's shoulder daily. It's mixed with testosterones and is it progestin? Is designed to decrease the sperm count. Huh. So you put on shoulder gel? What? Why does it have to be the shoulder? Why? I mean, can't, if they were to create a gel, wouldn't you put it into a place where it's not like going to make its way through your shirt and everyone's going to look at you and say, that's weird. Your shoulders are wet. Like, where would you, isn't there other places you can put that gel, I guess, a little less weird? And then are you going to have someone do it for you? Hey, baby, come put that birth control gel on my shoulders. I don't see people saying that. All right. Story number one, gone. Boom. Okay, what else do I got? Oh, squirrel terrorizing neighborhood send two mothers to the hospital. Ain't that something? The terrorizing squirrel stories. I love the terrorizing squirrel stories. It says, you've heard of angry birds, snakes on a plane. How about angry squirrels? Already, it's a dumb setup to this. But you know what? Why not? Here is KPRC.
I can't believe it.
You've heard of angry birds, snakes on a plane? How about an angry squirrel biting on your front porch?
Let me just say this. Television stations are terrible at writing unique intros to articles like this. Oh, you've heard of angry birds, snakes on a plane? Oh, wait till you get a hold on that. Terrible intro to this.
We're talking blood-curdling attacks that have left an entire neighborhood in Cypress terrorized.
We usually don't go outside during the daytime because he comes out in the daytime.
This is Cypress, Texas, and they are afraid to leave their house because of this squirrel that's been hanging around.
Now, I don't really go near any trees. I'm scared.
The reason?
Aww.
This squirrel that residents say started off friendly and playful. For some reason,
that squirrel sounds like a dog, doesn't it? Whoa, what a weird squirrel.
For some reason, in the past few weeks, it's become imposing and aggressive and wound up biting two moms in the Bridgeland Shores neighborhood.
Oh, bad news. Yeah, I have an idea of how you can take care of that squirrel. It's a really, really simple way. Take care of the squirrel. You got a squirrel biting people? You take care. You don't let the squirrel go around and live its life. You don't let the thing, oh, we just have to be respectful of the squirrel's space. And then eventually the squirrel will like us. We'll get it on our side. We would like to think this bloodthirsty squirrel will eventually turn the other cheek and then go away and then we won't have to worry about it. Or you can trap the thing and take care of it. The squirrel would be gone.
He attacked Charlene French of Mescata after she tried to stop the animal from chewing up her front door.
When I stepped outside the door, he leaped on me and bit my arm.
Whoa.
I pulled him off, threw him to the ground, and tried to get in the house. I couldn't get in the house because he no sooner came back, he bit at this leg.
Ah! She has the
She's running and they're biting the legs? Yeah, this is what you got to do. I'll tell you real quick. You got to kill the squirrel, period. Call Bare Hands Baran. Get him out there. We've had him on the show before. He's great. There's wildlife people that will take care of these things. Trap it? I don't know. The squirrel's probably hungry. You can probably easily trap it if it's hanging out the same place, the same times. Or how about this? Like, if the squirrel gets on you, I have to do this sometimes. You have to realize, you have to confirm the kill. Why don't you just, you know, bare hand take care of this thing with your boot? Anything. If the squirrel's attacking you, get it out of there.
The stitches and bite marks to prove it. The squirrel also attacked Katie Herrera.
It's scary. I'm just very grateful that it actually attacked me and not my children.
Families say the ordeal may sound amusing to some, but this one small animal has them on constant edge. They're hoping the squirrel gets trapped soon and things can go back to normal.
What? Could you put a bear trap out there? You know, like in the cartoons, I know what real bear traps look like, but it has a little plunger type of deal in the middle, and then if something goes on it, done. Or would you be too afraid that thing's going to catch your dog or cat?
We love animals here in the neighborhood, and my family loves animals, and we help animal shelters, but it's kind of scary to see a squirrel that really jumps on you and attacks you that bad.
No, this is not a animal that you would have any sympathy for. You need to take care of this thing. And who knows, did you get tested because of that? I like that they caught that scream on and they had to put it again. Ooh, I don't want any part of that. All right, squirrel terrorizing neighborhood. Done. Next. Oh, how about this? They got nothing on this village in India. It's the village of Narasapuram. Narasapuram. Narasapuram has been terrorized not by one squirrel, but by a crazed gang of 400 monkeys. Out of control, the population of 400 monkeys taking over homes. Locals are desperate in trying to fight these things. They say Planet of the Apes style. Around 20 families sick of being assaulted and having their fields and homes raided by these gangs of monkeys have fled the village. The problem started 15 years ago. Why would you put up with this for 15 years? Started 15 years ago when a troop of monkeys were kicked out of the neighborhood city by poachers and abandoned nearby. Said initially no one cared about it, and then they started multiplying and became too much. Can you look something up, producer Alex? What is a group of monkeys called? Is it called a troop? You know, like a herd. Is it a troop of monkeys? Is that the right terminology, or is that... See, the Daily Star wrote this one up. I'm wondering. Says the monkeys have become increasingly aggressive and opportunistic. They steal food out of the villagers' hands. Children and elderly people are highly susceptible. Yeah, they are troop... So a group of monkeys is called a troop. Okay, learned something new today. He said, quote, we have to keep the doors and windows bolted. They are smart enough to open the doors, come inside, and steal cooked food. Sometimes even running away with the vessels containing food. People started getting attacked, and they use their home and when they're bringing groceries home. Wow. Okay, so what would you rather have, a squirrel that's terrorizing and biting, or a troop of 400 monkeys stealing your food? Wow. All right. Next. How many other crazy stories I got? Oh, here's one more. This is from the Daily Mail. Notorious Hollywood Satanist Anton LaVey apparently was once embroiled in a plot to assassinate Senator Ted Kennedy during the 1980 presidential campaign. Ted Kennedy, a very controversial figure, but with all the other tragedies in his family, I can see how someone that would be a known Satanist would want to take advantage of that. So an informant claimed that LaVey, who founded the Church of Satan, told him that in October of 1980, he was planning to murder the third Kennedy brother. LaVey, a flamboyant Hollywood-esque character, founded the church in 1966, run from a building in San Francisco, the Satan House, where LaVey performed satanic rituals and seminars. Seminars. Please come to my seminar. There'll be coffee and pizza. Had no prior arrest history, but was linked to the actress Jane Mansfield prior to her tragic death in the late 1960s. They were rumored to have an affair. They were pictured together. Informant contacted investigators, said that he received a phone call from LaVey. 2-week investigation by the FBI and Secret Service at the time. Kennedy was helping Jimmy Carter campaign for re-election. LaVey allegedly told the informant that he would receive a package within a few days delivered to a mob boss on Chicago South Side. The mob would kill Ted Kennedy. None of that really happened. They questioned LaVey. None of that really came through. They don't know if it was actually something that happened or not. There's pictures of this house of his or whatever. It's so strange. So he's like... the goofiest, stupidest thing. So he's wearing what looks like a satin outfit. To me, it looks like a Klansman outfit, except it's more colorful. And he's got this hood that goes over. Instead of it being like a cone hood that you'd see a Klansman wear, it just kind of goes over his head, but he's got these two horns on each side, kind of like little devil horns. He's wearing a cape, and he's holding the cape up like he's like a really cheesy magician. And inside of the house, there's like this fireplace. It's like a decoy fireplace, and he's like posing behind it as if there's a secret layer behind it. But it's pretty obvious that there's something behind it because you can see the scrapings on the wood that something's been moving and chiseling away that wood floor, and it's very easy to tell that that thing swings open. He's got this skeleton on the wall and stuff. It's so cheesy. The whole thing is so cheesy. So overall, the FBI doesn't really know if Ted Kennedy's life was ever in question, and we have no idea if Ted Kennedy was even given the opportunity to find out that they were investigating this dude. All right, so that's four stories. Next! We only got one more segment left of Overnight America. Right after the top of the hour, when we get to midnight, that's when things get a little bit weird, because that's the replay hour, and you're going to hear my saga of the new shoes. I think you'll enjoy that. Kevin Kleen's got a whole nother story I want to share with you next on Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Wow, this is always my favorite time of the night. It's the get ready to go home and enjoy the weekend. I hope you're going to have fun at the weekend, too. And if you miss the show, just download the podcast, KMOX.com/ONA. Subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends about it. It's a really easy way for you to listen to the show when you want to do it. It's there. And I understand you can't listen to 4 hours every night. As much as I wish I could force you to do that, government mandated, you must listen to this radio show. I understand it's not realistic or even possible or even legal, but I want you to know that the option is there if there's something you may have missed, or maybe you're trying to figure out something else to listen to and you're like, what am I going to listen to? I got a long car ride. I got to go take the dog for a walk. I'm going to be sitting in the waiting room for a while. I'm going to be doing the dishes or folding the laundry. And you think, I want something to listen to. Just look up Overnight America on the podcast app that's built into your phone. You can download the radio.com app for free. It's all right there. And you search Overnight America. And then how about that? It's the show and it's free. And you can do what you would be normally doing, except I get to be taken along with you in your pocket or on your dashboard or something, and there's nothing weird about it. If you want to be the last call of the week, you can do that too. We'll be back again on Sunday. I got a couple of interesting things lined up for this Sunday, and one of those things is our friend Drex. And every time we hook up with him up in Canada, he does the late shift. We have a lot of fun, and I have a feeling he's going to be making fun of my new shoes. Still have to figure out who sent in the new shoes. Kevin Kleen did another great whole nother story as we prepare for that winter blast.
We've had an easy winter so far. Where is the hardship? Ah! Where is the drama? Where is that winter storm that we'll look back on fondly? I remember the big snow of 1982. The night that it hit, I was working as an intern, typing on a manual typewriter in the Channel 4 newsroom.
Steve Schiff is a one-of-a-kind newsman.
The people on the assembly line.
The kind who cuts through red tape and makes things happen.
Look, let's get this job done right.
When it came time for me to leave that night, the snow was falling heavily over downtown. You could see the upside-down V's in the streetlights filled with snow. I got in my red Ford Pinto and got on the highway. The Ford Pinto was the car with the bumper bolt pointing toward the gas tank, which, if rear-ended properly, could puncture the gas tank, spraying gasoline everywhere and exploding the car. Highway 44 was snow-packed and crowded that night of the big snowstorm. I saw a desperate man with a plastic broom trying to clear the snow away from underneath his car. The snow was so deep it had lifted up his little low-riding sedan so the wheels didn't touch the pavement anymore. I kept on going. There comes a time in every young driver's life when you realize you've never been in a snowstorm this bad. Your windshield wipers are on full speed, but you can hardly see anything but the red taillights of the car in front of you. Cars are spun off to the left and right, big trucks crawling along. You can't stop for anything, just keep on going. I got home finally to my parents' house, and my little brothers and sisters were crowded around the TV watching Superman. There I was, dripping with snow. I wanted to tell them about what I had just been through, but it was the scene where Superman was rescuing Lois Lane from falling off the building.
You've got me! Who's got you?
Nobody ever appreciates how close to death you came on your daily commute in a winter storm. They just expect everybody to show up at home safely like any other day. With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Oh, man. Wow, ain't that the truth? Isn't that scary sometimes, traveling? Yeah, we had that big storm this time last year, a year ago. Whoa, and I remember what a nightmare that was. Some people caught in their cars for hours upon hours upon hours. It was one of those days I got to fill in for Mark Reardon. We did a show with Carol Daniel and Amy Markscores. We had fun, except, you know, we were in the studio, and I was not looking forward to having to drive home. It was one of those nights I would have just had off, but I was requested to come in and do the day show, which I love doing. And then all of a sudden, it's like, man, of course it'd have to be scheduled on the day that I'd be driving long distances where the highways are jammed. But for some reason, everyone, we got through it, man. Some highways were worse than others. I just don't want another repeat of that. Donna called in at the start of the show and mentioned Jimmy Fallon's introduction. I see that they dropped one of the Jimmy Fallon jokes onto the CBS Newswire. Let's listen to this.
I get this. In Washington, a Bible was recently blessed to become the official Bible of the Space Force. Meanwhile, the Bible is like, wow, one day I'm in a drawer at Motel 6. Now I'm in space. It's like...
That was it? Okay, that was the joke. Oh, man. You see, I don't even want to listen to the other comedians that they post on here. I really don't. Anytime I see Colbert, I just think, ugh. I don't think there's anything he can do to win me over. I don't think I could ever watch his show in the future. He's just so terrible. Not funny. Remember when David Letterman was retiring and Robert Duvall was on the show? He was one of the guests. And he said, what are you doing retiring? This other guy's not even funny. He's not even funny. What are you doing? That was good. Letterman. Now, he's got that Netflix show. I haven't watched any of his Netflix interviews. Maybe I'll do that this weekend. I don't know. Maybe I won't. What else do I got here? Oh, this story. Michigan town buys nasal ranger to track down stinky marijuana plants. Yeah, they're a little bit concerned because they're spending a lot of money on this thing. $3,400 for this device. It looks like a megaphone. It's got like a handle on the bottom. It's kind of shaped like a cone, like a megaphone, except instead of putting your mouth where you would talk into it, it would amplify your voice. You put your nostrils. How would you like to share that with someone else? Like, go ahead, put your nose there just for this last person was sticking their nose. Yeah, no, stick it right in there. It looks like there's these filters or things on each side, and then there's this sort of, it looks like a giant garden hose nozzle on the other end. And I don't exactly know how it does it, but apparently you use it and it can help figure out what areas are stinky and they're probably doing things with recreational marijuana they shouldn't be doing. So crazy the world we live in today, isn't it? All right, that's it. I thought I'd get at least one more in there because, you know, why not? It's the weekend. We all enjoy a little extra stories every now and again. I'll be back again on Sunday night. Follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. And if you miss any part of the show, just download the podcast by going to KMOX.com/ONA. Make it your favorite podcast app. And make sure to click that subscribe button next to the show. Take a couple of nights off. Take it easy on the roads tomorrow. Please be safe because I do want to hear from you on Sunday again. Enjoy your weekend and enjoy the replay hours coming up on KMOX.
The lonely rain, wishing I could see your face again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.